Let's talk cycling now with Noel Sens from Sens Jewellers Hargraves. Mel, good afternoon, Noel. Welcome to the Sideline View.
Good afternoon, Mark. How are you going today?
Mate, I am great because it is a magnificent Saturday and a magnificent Sunday. Great weekend to go for a bit of a bike ride. Firstly, though, let's talk about the Tour of Italy.
Yeah, it's going along okay. It's entering its last week. Next week will be coming up for the last week and nearly over. The amazing thing about it is there's a guy been leading now for 10 days, Spanish guy Lopez, doing a good job. But no one really knows who's going to win. There's about six or seven favourites that could win. And some riders that are quite old, they're up in the top 12. Like, or top 10 is an Italian guy called Posavizo. He's 40. And Alejandro Valverde, he's like 42 and he's 11th. So they're up in the top dozen. So that's an amazing effort for guys that are over 40. So it proves you don't have to give up cycling too early. So, yeah, I don't know who's going to win. Richie Port's just out of the top 10, the Australian. Chris Hamilton, our local Bendigo rider, is flying yet to celebrate his birthday the other day, slogging up big hills over in Italy. That would be quite a birthday present for him. Anyway, he's doing well. So, no, it's going good, the tour. It's been a very interesting tour. We had a guy from Eritrea, the first black African athlete to win a World Tour stage, and he actually won, and then he hit himself in the eye with the champagne cork bottle, or the cork off the bottle. He had to go to hospital, and he's out of the tour. That was a turn-up.
Noel, just sitting here pondering for a tick, though. You know, we talk about cyclists in their 40s doing well. I'm wondering if that's got anything to do with the fact that we have more advanced, you know, medicine and science, and also the fact that because they're a bit more mature, they're way more experienced, they know the tactics and the strategies as well.
Yeah, I think people's careers are going longer now because of science and medicine. Yeah, for sure, medicine's really helping. We've got that many things now that can make life longer. And like years ago, people died of very simple things. It doesn't happen anymore. So it's got to be medicine and just general health, the longevity of anything, really.
Or just maybe, Noel, these old blokes have a little motor on the back wheel. No, they don't do that. That would be checked, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure, but John, they'll be checking that, mate.
Yes. Mate, Peter Mullins back on the mountain bike.
Yeah, I was telling Robbo the other day, she's been off for a little while. She's had an illness. She was actually supposed to be racing overseas with her team in Europe, but she couldn't go because she's been crooked for quite a while and she wasn't sure what was wrong with her. But anyway, she's back in action. She rode an Anglesey mountain bike race the other day and had a huge win, and today she's racing today and tomorrow at Creswick. And in a mountain bike race over there, so hopefully she'll do really well. And our own Peter Mullins flying the flag again for Bendigo on the dirt.
Noel, also today we've got a couple of Bendigo riders representing or being representing the club, should I say, at Mount Gambier in their road race there.
Yeah, well, they both could win their respective classes. The Mount Gambier 100 mile, that's 160 kilometres. It's a really nice race over there, John. I've ridden that 10 times and I'd love to ride it again, but maybe I'm too old. I have to go and see the better doctors. Anyway, young Blake Agnoletto, who you and me have talked about many times, he's riding off the Hallowed Mark of Scratch, and I believe Blake can win that race, 160k race. That'll finish the Savo around about 4:30. And the women's race, which is going over 111 kilometres, my niece Olivia Sens, she's riding off second scratch, and she's in with a big chance. So maybe Bendigo could win both classics. We'll report back on that one. But it's a good race over there put on by the people from Mount Gambier. It's huge prize money. A lot of interest over there. It's good.
Fantastic stuff. Well, Noel, you'll give us an update or report back on how that all went Wednesday morning with Robbo on the wake-up call. And we'll catch you next Saturday as well on the Sideline View.
Okay, mate. We will. You have a lovely weekend, Mark, and look after yourself.
And how are the dinosaur eggs? Have they hatched yet?
No, but they look magnificent.
Yeah, they'd be shining in the sun this afternoon. If you don't know what we're talking about when we say dinosaur eggs, Sens Jewellers, Hargraves Mall, right beside the dinosaur eggs. In the mail.
They're at the front of our shop. Yeah, that's right.
Been there for years and they still haven't hatched. Amazing.
The warm weather might do it.
Put them in an incubator, incubator or whatever it's called.
Incubator, hey, Noel, that's the word.
Yeah, better
right,
go.
Right, John, you look after yourself.
See you, mate. Bye.